The terrorist hijackings are disrupting air travel and the airline industry. Airline stocks were down sharply this morning now that the equities markets have resumed trading after being shut down after last week's attacks. Airlines say they have lost close to $1 billion since last Tuesday. Flights are still operating on a limited basis, and airports are struggling to deal with tighter security measures. NPR's Marianne Akers has been following the air travel system, and she joins me now from Chicago. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
What's happening this morning with air traffic?
Well, the FAA says it is seeing steady progress in restoring the system. It said yesterday it was handling about two-thirds of the volume that it would handle on a normal Sunday. But, of course, many of the planes flying now are military aircraft, and they're planes helping with the recovery efforts. They are handling both foreign carriers and U.S. carriers right now, but again, foreign carriers on a limited basis. And most of the major airports are open. In fact, the only exception is Washington's Reagan National Airport. Looks like that's going to remain closed indefinitely.
And the new security measures are slowing things down, I'm sure.
Yeah, they absolutely are. That's right. I'm getting reports of very long lines in the airports. Some passengers are still not getting out of the places where they were stranded last Tuesday because they weren't originally scheduled on the flight they want to take now. Inside the airports, officials are not allowing any non-ticketed passengers to go down to the gate areas. And of course, no luggage can be checked inside the airport, so that's causing a lot of congestion. And just going past the usual screening checkpoints is clogging things. Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta yesterday appointed two security task forces to go into the airports, take a look at what the security issues are. The airlines would like to see the federal government take over the role of passenger screening at these X-ray machines where you would typically go through with your carry-on luggage. That now is handled by the airlines. They sometimes hire contracted employees. They would like the government to take over that role.
The airlines say they're rapidly losing money in the wake of the terrorist hijackings. How bad are things?
Well, one airline industry official told me that the airlines have about $10 billion cash on hand. They say they've lost $1 billion of that already. In the first couple of days when no traffic was moving, they were losing about $300 million a day. Continental Airlines, as you may have heard, has already announced major layoffs, about a fifth of its workforce. Other airlines are expected to follow suit, perhaps not that drastically, but things are bad.
And will Washington help them?
Well, that's what they're asking for right now. The airlines are going to both the Bush administration and to Congress and essentially pleading for a bailout of some kind.
NPR's Marianne Akers in Chicago.